Hello, and welcome back to West Coast XC. I am your host, Ken Martinez, and if you're watching this on YouTube, please click on the subscribe button. And if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please click on the follow button. This episode is a recap of the Clovis Invitational. I was there for 2 days, Friday and Saturday, two-day event in Fresno at Woodward Park, hosted by Clovis High School. And Todd Takubo, one of our fantastic photographers, was also there on Friday and Saturday. And we are currently working and editing photos as fast as we can. And Todd will have it up on his Instagram account bio. You'll see that noted below my chin. And also on our website at westcoastxc.com and our Instagram account at westcoastxc. Todd and I stood in different parts of the course at Woodward Park. And so you'll hopefully, if you ran the varsity races, you might get a good picture of yourself and download the pictures for free. Woodward Park is the home of the California State Meet. And so you get a lot of the really top-notch California teams checking out the state course. And it was a massive event. And so we look forward to having you guys watch our recap that's coming up in a few minutes. But before we get to the Clovis Invitational, we had Russell, our Washington photographer. He was at a meet in Tacoma, Washington called the Fall Classic on the PLU campus. And you can check out his photos underneath my chin also at his Instagram account. And Quentin Lanise of Olympia won the 5,000-meter cross-country course in 15.09.4. Quentin, I want to tell you, is a freshman. That's a very fast time for a senior and a fast time for a freshman. Battleground was the team champion. Battleground is not too far from Portland. It's a little north of Vancouver, Washington. Led by the second-place finisher overall was Lord King Nana Badu Wea. And then on the girls' side, it was an Olympia sweep. Sydney Kosa won her race in 18.06.1, and then Sydney's team, Olympia, really won the girls' race by quite a bit of a margin. My daughter Anna got off work a little early on Friday and got to the Rose City Golf Course for the Rose City Invitational, and only was able to get there in time for the last two races, which were the championship races, boys and girls. And so we have pictures of that. We have a gallery in our Instagram account bio and in our website. So check out those two races in the gallery. Malachi Schoenher of Sheldon won a very close race against Jaden Warner of Warrington. Malachi ran 14:39.22, and Jaden ran 14:39.39, very close, 5,000 meters on a golf course. Yusuke Shibata of South Eugene came in third at 14:52.3. Excellent times for all three of them. The Summit Boys came away as the team champion with 91 points, and Ida B. Wells finished second with 111. Ida B. Wells is in Portland, and they are one of the hosts of the meet, along with Lincoln and McDaniels. Summit is in Bend, Oregon. Now, in the girls' race, Ellery Lincoln of Lincoln won the race at 16:56.96, 5,000 meters, very fast. And she is part of the host team, Lincoln. And Nalita Dalgas of North Salem came in second at 17:10.27. And we had a pretty close competitive team race with Summit of Bend at 103, Lincoln at 121, and Sage Creek at 121. Lincoln wins the tiebreaker for second place. Sage Creek traveled out from Carlsbad, California, to race up in Portland. Another race I'd like to give a shout-out to. We did not have photographers there. I wish we did. If you're interested in taking pictures for us in the state of Washington, or even somebody from Portland, because there were a lot of Portland teams, up at the Nike Hole in the Wall in Lakewood, Washington. Very popular meet. The girls' winner was in the elite race was Adriana Butelar of Mennonite Educational Institute in a time of 16:47.9, 5,000-meter course. Mennonite Educational Institute is in British Columbia, a couple hours from where Lakewood, Washington is. Sloan Dixon of Linden was second at 17:11.7. The Seaholm girls just an excellent team, and they won by a lot with Jesuit coming in second. They had a 78-point lead over Jesuit of Portland. On the boys' side, Cohen Butler of Camas ran 14:36.8, 5,000 meters, very fast. He finished ahead of Dylan Roll of Anacortes, who ran 14:43.3. Very close boys' race between two nationally prominent teams. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho scored 43 points, and Jesuit of Portland scored 47 points. Very, very close. And so that's just a recap of some of the meets here in the West Coast before we get to talking about the Clovis Invitational. And one of the things I've been trying to do this year is try to talk to athletes after the race and see how the race went. And here is that segment. I was at Clovis and I talked to the following athletes on Friday. So here are some athletes that ran on Friday that I was able to talk to. I couldn't talk to every winner of every race. The races were just so close together. But if I was able to sneak in an interview, I did it. I did so. And so here are the athletes. In Friday's race, in the Division 4 girls race, it was the first race of the day. Maggie Della Rionda of Thousand Oaks won in 18:11. So I talked to her about her race. And then later, Amaya Badajoz of Palo Alto won the big-time Carlo Prandini Girls Championship race at Clovis at a time of 17:03.8. So that's the next person you'll see. And then the next person you'll see is Ollie O'Connor of Viewpoint. He won the Steve Ward Boys Championship in a time of 14:47.5. Very fast time on the course, Clovis, 5,000 meters. Clovis is a very difficult course. And then I talked to Silas Abrier of Burroughs Ridgecrest. He was the D5 champion at 15:30.3. And the last group of athletes you'll see is the River Valley girls of Yuba City. They asked me if I could take their picture, and I said, hey, can I interview about your race? I had a little bit of time before the next race was coming by down the hill in Clovis. So check out the interviews right here, and I'll be back to introduce Saturday interviews.
Hi, I'm Maggie De La Rionda.
I'm Layla Ward.
And then how did your race go?
My race went pretty well, I think.
Were you the number two girl?
Yes.
Okay, and Maggie, you won the race?
Yes.
And you won it by quite a bit. What was your strategy?
My strategy is always going into it, have fun. So after mile two, I think, after mile one, I just like learning that you can just go for it. Don't take your time, don't look back. And yeah, once you put a gap on someone, don't let that gap close again.
And what was your strategy?
I was just trying to push hard, look up to Maggie, see how many girls I can catch, and yeah, just have fun and like
continue to run until you hear a secondary drop go off.
All right, are we going to see you back in Fresno in November? All right, go Lancers. I'm with Amaya from Palo Alto, the winner of the championship race on Friday. Pulled away and won it pretty big. What was the key to your victory?
I think this year I just raised my mileage a lot going into like the fall, just because it's my senior year, and I feel like I'm pretty good at like taking care of my body and resting, and so high mileage is okay for me. And I think also just the stress of junior year and like recruiting and everything being done, I feel like I just run free and happy, and I think that helps so much, just having like the mental stress over.
Well, congratulations on your big victory. I look forward to seeing you at the state meet.
Thank you.
I'm with Ollie O'Connor of Viewpoint High School, won the championship Friday race at Clovis Invitational, broke 15. Was that one of your goals today?
Definitely, yeah, breaking 15, hopefully as far under it as possible, and then getting the win. Those were my two main goals, so I'm super happy to come out here and execute on those.
So I saw you about a little less than a mile. You were kind of comfortable, maybe in sixth or seventh. Was that your strategy?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not too good at starting out hard in these races, and you know, my coach always says you can lose the race in the first mile, but you can't win the race in the first mile. So I always start out conservative. I practiced a lot in my prior year's racing, so I think I know how to get around the pack and navigate through it that first mile. So I knew to get out controlled, navigate through that front by the first mile, and then just like practice pushing the hills and stuff with the other top guys in that race, and hopefully break away with a mile to go.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Silas Abreu of Burroughs Ridgecrest won the boys' varsity race on Friday. I saw you at the 2 mile mark. You were in second place, a fairly decent finish with you. Big win. How did you? What happened the last mile?
I had let the other guy get in front of me on the hills in the second mile with the intention of passing him once it flattened out in the third. Came around with about 1,200 left in the race and made a big move. And I dropped him from there and was able to just pick it up to the finish.
Now, when you entered the race, what was that your plan? Was it to try to win it?
Yes, our goal was to win.
Yeah, okay. How'd your team do?
Our team, I believe they also won the race.
Oh, my gosh, congratulations. All right, that means we'll probably see you in November back here at Woodward Park.
Hopefully.
All right, we'll see you then. Thank you. Hey, I'm with River Valley High School, and I am talking with...
Nevaeh. Autumn. Annalyn.
Guida.
And what races did you guys run? What race did you guys run?
We ran the D4 varsity race this morning.
D4 varsity race this morning, and now you're done for the day. How did your race go?
It went pretty well.
Nice. How about yours?
I got a course record.
Did you do it for your school?
Yes, for my school.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I got a new PR.
Congratulations.
I also got a PR by like a couple of seconds.
Did you guys spend the night in Fresno?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, okay, and you get to go home today?
Yeah.
Yeah, and have a nice weekend. All
yes,
right.
Thank you.
Okay, River Valley. Coyotes?
The Falcons.
The Falcons of River Valley. Thank you.
So thank you to all the athletes on Friday to taking the time to talk to me about their races. And here coming up next are the athletes I spoke to on Saturday. I wish I could have spoken to more, but there was a bigger media presence at the finish line. And so the kids were in pretty big demand to talk to different people. And the races are just back-to-back, and I needed to get to the start for the next race. So only talked to a handful of kids, but it still was really fun. You'll see in this segment, Michael Ortega of Ontario High School, and you'll see his teammates there too. They were supporting him. He won the D3 race in 15.08.2. Then I talked to Alo Curtis of Ventura High School. She was the surprise winner in a massively fast time of 16.44.5. I think she ran 18.01 the year before. Huge improvement. She won the Bill Buettner Girls Championship. It marks the second time that a Ventura kid won the race. Sage Englehart won it the year before. Probably won it the year before that, too. Ventura has probably a long streak of Clovis winners. And then I talked to the amazing Jackson Spencer of Harriman High School of Utah. He just ran the fastest time ever at Woodward Park for 5,000 meters, 14:16.9, and he shares his thoughts. Then we'll conclude Saturday interviews with Taryn Davies of Los Altos. He won his race, the D2 race, in 15:29.3. And after we get talking to Taryn, you will then see me talking to Todd about our highlights from Friday and Saturday's Clovis Invitational.
I'm with Ontario and talking to Michael Ortega, who won the first varsity race on Friday at the Clovis Invitational. So you had yourself a little bit of a battle there with the Rio Mesa boy. What was the key moment in the race?
It will hurt. You got to slow down. Then you could start doing what you want to accomplish.
All right. Okay, Ontario. What are you guys going to do after the race?
Probably go eat and celebrate.
Yeah. Early morning race, it's over, huh?
We have to support our teammate. She's running the
girl
sweepstakes right now.
Oh, yeah. Isabella Reese. We got to watch that. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
I'm with Alo Curtis of Ventura, the winner of the championship race here on Saturday. You ran over a minute faster than last year. What is the secret?
Definitely my iron, for sure. I just recently got it tested like 2 weeks before Woodbridge. I got back the results and it was pretty low. So I just been really building that back up, and I just felt really, really strong today. So I think that's definitely a big contributor, because I just felt so much stronger in the middle of the race.
So the middle of the race was the key moment.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So you kind of like said, hey, I can do this. I can make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's amazing. 1644. And what did you run last year? 1806?
Yeah, like 1801, 1806, something like that. 1801? I don't know. It was definitely not my best moment. So I'm glad I could definitely, you know, have a comeback from last year.
Well, it looks like we'll see you back here in November and maybe even beyond, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe in Portland, too.
Please, I'm so grateful. That's been my big dream since freshman year, so I would love to have that opportunity.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So I'm with Jackson Spencer of Harriman of Utah, setting the course record of 14:17, and you ran like 9:18 for the 2 mile. That's what I heard. Oh my gosh, you must have felt great out there.
I honestly didn't know what that would correlate to, but I had a pretty good idea coming off that hill. I was feeling good and ready to keep pushing to the end. It just gave me a ton of confidence that me and myself can run alone, and that I can push hard at the beginning and continue to have energy to keep pushing until the end. So it was great.
And you broke the course record. There's some legendary runners that had really good college and professional careers. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And this is your second race in California. You're getting used to California now.
Yeah, I know. I used to live here, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I lived in Monterey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you know about In-N-Out Burger and everything. You're a veteran. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to California, and I hope to see you. I live in Portland, Oregon. I hope to see you there in December.
Of course.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm with Taryn Davies of Los Altos, winner of the last varsity boys race, Division II, yes?
Yeah.
You had a battle at the finish with your teammate. What was that like?
That was awesome. I mean, that guy's pushed me through workouts so many times, and like running with him through the end just felt so good, and I feel like I've been like dreaming of it for so long. Yeah.
And what's your teammate's name?
Teammate is Sam Hurst.
Sam Hurst gave you a good run. You guys running together towards the end.
Yeah, and, it was awesome.
So with that 1-2 punch, you guys are looking maybe to come back here in November?
For sure. I mean, we're just going to keep training hard and working hard and be back here for the state meet and show what we can do.
All right. We'll see you then.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I want to welcome Todd Takubo, who was at Clovis Invitational in Fresno, California all weekend with me. And so we want to recap the 2 days, Friday and Saturday, of the Clovis Invitational. It was hosted by Clovis High at Woodward Park. And there were 16 varsity races, probably 16 varsity races per day, right? Or no, am I going crazy?
Yes, including the championship ones, yeah.
16 varsity races per day, so 32 varsity races and JV races too. And what we want to do is kind of go over just the championship races and other things, and any other races that that came to our mind. We're going to start with Friday, the Carlo Prandini Girls Championship. These are schools that are less than 1,900 students. Still pretty big school. We were with Coach Albert Kawana last week. We mentioned that still pretty decent-sized schools. And in the girls' race, you had St. Francis. Don't get the two St. Francis confused, because the other one in Mountain View is really good too, the girls' team. But this is St. Francis of Sacramento winning it with 92 points over Santa Margarita with 109 and Archie Williams with 121. But I looked at my notes, and you mentioned that Archie Williams may have been missing one of their runners.
Yeah, Annie Stegren didn't run, and she's a Cal Poly commit for next year.
I know that name. So that would change the scoring quite a bit.
Yeah.
And
St. Francis, the troubadours there from the Sacramento area, they have so many girls. I mean, The girl, Elisa Gutierrez, their freshman who placed fifth, she also won the Kim Dust Invitational race. So,
yeah,
they're a good team. They're a good team. They're really deep.
Okay, yeah. And then St. Francis, they had a recent ranking like Thursday or Friday at Dystat, and they're in the top 30. So they're a legit team. But Archie Williams may be in the discussion if they're missing their number one runner.
Yeah.
Oak Park was fourth at 125. Amaya Baradwaj of Palo Alto. I thought she was the favorite going in. I thought she would win it, and she did win it by 15 seconds over Brooke Lee, Archie Williams, I guess, number two runner.
Yep, another senior from NCS. So the Division 5 schools there, Division 5, Division 4. I think Archie Williams is Division 4.
I think so. Division 4. Division 4, yeah.
Yeah, but Archie Williams looks strong.
Yeah, if you think about it, if their number one runner is missing, that's, you know, you could have like, gosh.
Brooke Lee's run a couple of really good races earlier season also. So
yeah, so that's going to be really exciting. Now, Giselle Fernandez finishes third. We got to mention her because her brother lost the course record, which we'll learn about the next day, but she ran really well too. So that's the girls' race and the Prandini race, and the boys' race is the Steve Ward race. These are the brand new races, by the way. They didn't have them last year, so these are newly named races. And impressively, there were two runners breaking 15. Ollie O'Connor, 14:47.5 of Viewpoint. He would have finished third in the Saturday championship race. That is a fast time. And then Andres Lamelli of Kimball ran 14:59. But then you have several boys that are really close at 15:02 for Elijah Murillo of Branham and Kiefer Wilcox of Tahoe Truckee at 15:04 and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Those are all of Nueva, all excellent runners, 15:05. But boy, Ollie O'Connor, woo!
Yeah, he won his race handily last year also in one of the small school races. But he looked pretty impressive. And that he really must have opened up there because I saw him with about 3/4 of a mile left to go. And the kid from Kimball was right with him. So he really took off there in the last 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah, I edited those races and he came down the hill, which is close to about the mile mark. And he was like in seventh or something. You know, he was just kind of, he was running smart. And it's a long course. Patient. And he ran a really smart race.
So, I mean, if that 14:47 was him kicking it with about half a mile to go, it might have been even lower if he was in that race the next day.
Yeah, it's really great. Really impressive. He has a really good shot of making it to NXN as an individual there.
Yeah.
He'll be running the Division 5 race in November. Then West Torrance won the race, 101. Another excellent school is Foothill Technology. Yeah. Ran 115. They're very competitive. Oak Park and Agora. Those guys, I have a picture of Nagora and Oak Park girl next to each other. They're really close to each other geographically. They're right next to each other pretty much. So that's kind of fun. So that was the Steve Ward races on Friday. And then just to add any other athletes throughout the day or any athletes throughout any time, I want to give a shout out to Maggie Rionda of Thousand Oaks. She won the very first race. I should have changed my camera instruments. It was really dark at 7:15 in the morning.
The first races, the first 2 days, I had equipment setting problems in both races.
Yeah, I had to edit like longer for those. It took a long time to edit those because I just didn't have the right settings. It was super dark. Anyway, I give her a shout out because my wife is a Thousand Oaks Lancer and cross country and track for Thousand Oaks along with her two brothers and sisters. So I have a soft spot for Thousand Oaks and I was in the Mormoni League as an athlete and coach. So anytime I see somebody from the Mormoni League, which includes Agora High School, by the way, which was in the other races.
Yeah.
And then Declan Mansbridge of Flint Ridge was in a, I love it when you're like standing, I'm at the finish line and I see two guys coming out, you know, two guys. And he was in a battle with Jonah Vasquez of Cathedral for a close finish in the D6 race. So it's always fun to see that, like, who's it going to be, you know, and it's that get on the grass and that extra separation. That was Declan Mansbridge of Flint Ridge. Did you have any Flint Ridge prep? Did you have some highlights from Friday you want to share?
I watched the D5 races because Newark was in there. For the boys race, Kenji got outkicked by Silas Abear of Ridgequest. Mm-hmm. In the last half mile, Silas was basically sitting on Kenji the whole race. Mm-hmm. So it was a good race. And then in the D5 girls, Eliana Huerta from Albany, another NCS school, she got first place. She was also the fastest girl at Farmer, even though she was running the open race later in the day. But she ran really, really well. In the D6 boys, St. Mary boys were in the championship race that day. So they would have easily won that race, but they were, I think one thing you see moving a bunch of those high-end teams into one race, it really opened up all the other races for other teams to really show their stuff.
Yeah. I can't remember what day it was. Maybe it's the next day. There was a girls team. Oh, I think it's the next day. We could talk about that for Saturday. There was a girls team I thought would be in the championship race, and they just cleaned up on just a, you know, regular, you know, the other races. It was like, oh, okay. And maybe that's the motivation for those teams. Like, hey, we should have been in the championship race.
It makes it really interesting. I think it's good. It spotlights a lot of the kids in the championship races. And then, like you said, it creates opportunity for a bunch of other schools really to show their stuff in the other, in the individual division races.
And then we shift to Saturday, which is the same exact schedule. All the races are at the same exact time, 7:15 in the morning. It starts. Last varsity race is at 10:25, but we have the girls championship. And I think I'll go over the team scores first, because the individual race was pretty darn amazing. But, and actually the team race, basically in California, I think there are two classes of the fields. It may be, and this is a big prediction on my part or statement, it may, NXN may only get two girls teams, because the gap between Buchanan and the third team is pretty big. But I could be wrong, and things can happen, and I hope things change. California usually gets three teams, one at large, sometimes two at larges. But right now there's a big gap. Jay Sarah wins at 55 points. Buchanan 90, and that was what happened at Woodbridge also. They were close, and there was a space between the other teams. Santiago Corona, 132. Maybe I'll eat my words. They're not that far behind. Maricosta at 166. And, those two teams. By the way, Jay Sarah and Buchanan, they go almost every year to NXN, which is hard to do.
I mean, it's almost not a surprise when you say they're winning races. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they look really great. And you know what else, too? They're not like they don't have an individual runner that's dominating the race. So it's really a team effort. They're just all. I mean, I'm taking my pictures with a mile to go, and you can see white and red and blue. They're all near each other. It's the classic cross country team with the
both teams. They run with depth. I mean, don't get me wrong. They've got kids there in the top 10, top 15,
right?
But it's a lot of kids up there together.
And you know what? Because they're so deep, an athlete that might have been their first, like the first runner for Jay Sarah at Woodbridge was maybe their fifth runner today, that day. And it wouldn't be necessarily a bad race on her part. They're just so deep that the shifting around is pretty normal for them, I imagine. And then individually, this was a major upset. It was a major upset. Alo Curtis of Ventura runs 16:44.5. That's a very fast time. She wins by almost 13 seconds. I'm not going to take anything away from Alo. She's always been an outstanding runner for Ventura. She has been overshadowed by a teammate named Sadie Englehart. She hasn't had her chance to be the individual superstar because Sadie was so strong. But I wasn't expecting her to win it, and I wasn't expecting her to win it by a lot, and she looked so comfortable.
Yeah, again, that spotlight I was at with less than a mile to go. It wasn't close. She came through, and then Summer Wilson, Braylon Combe were kind of running together, but it wasn't close.
We have to mention that Summer Wilson of Irvine and Braylon Combe of Santiago and Kiara Daly and Millie Bales, these are all outstanding elite runners nationally, and she just dominated. Ayla Curtis running 16:44.5, Summer Wilson of Irvine 16:55.7, Braylon Combe 17:07.1, Kiara Daly at La Jolla 17:16.7, Millie Bales of Tribeca Hills 17:28.1. It was a really great race. I got to interview her, and she explained that she had her Fermion levels, her iron levels weren't really right, and so she had gotten that adjusted and fixed, and that she just felt so good in the race. And I was really happy for her, because she's been, when she came to Ventura as a freshman, she was really good as a freshman, but we just didn't know that. I mean, we knew that. I mean, I knew that, but Sadie's one of the greatest distance runners in California history.
Yeah. I think it's hard when someone's casting that big of a shout. It's great that she had a race like this at this level.
Yeah, it was 2 years in a row that a Ventura girl won the Clovis Invitational. Yep. Little piece of trivia there. So that was super fun and exciting to watch. I was at the with the, like 2 mile mark. I'm like, ooh, kids coming far away, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Alo. And then in the boys' race, it's a very similar situation. We had Buchanan and Jay Sarah having a rematch from Woodbridge. We're going to have a rematch with Harriman of Utah, and also Jesuit of Carmichael, California. and it didn't disappoint. They were pretty close. Jesuit won 90 points. Harriman was at 112. Woodbridge was at 165 and Beckman at 223. And yeah, Jesuit took care of business. They did not have Connor. Is it Bilodeau?
No,
they didn't have him at Woodbridge. He wasn't eligible because of the transfer. He's like essentially their number one runner. So that's a big add for them. That changes a lot of things. But I want to say something about Harriman. A young man named Eli Jarvis finished third at Woodbridge. He finished 25th. So, you know, maybe, you know, they have a rematch at NXN. Anything could happen. There's other national school races there. What did you think of the team race?
I want to say it lived up to his build. Jesuit ran a great team race. They had everybody up there. They kind of, you know, staking out the other guys on Harriman, beating their man, and they just kind of took care of business. But Jackson Spencer, I think, was the star of the day.
We'll go to that individually. So Jackson Spencer impressed at Woodbridge, ran a really fast time. I saw him there. And then he runs 14:16.9, which is a course record. I talked to Coach Albert Kawana last week. He was saying that, well, that's one of the great things about Woodbridge. The course is the same since 1987, since they started the state meet there. And they used to have the Clovis Invitational before 87. So it's always been the same course. Nothing really has changed. And so that's an impressive thing to do. Herman Fernandez had the course record at Riverbank. I think it was 14:24 maybe, or 14:25. Anyway, and Jackson obliterates that all by himself. He just was amazing. Yeah, it's an incredible time.
Yeah, there's not much else to say. That's an incredible time.
Yeah, and he seemed to be improving from Woodbridge. So you hope that he continues to improve into November, into December.
I think it's worth noting it's the second straight year someone from outside of California took first place in that race.
Josiah Tostenson of Creator won it last year. Right. Clovis tends to be really a California race because it's this place where the state meet has more interest for teams like that. But if you're a school like Creator or Harriman that wants to get a little California competition, that's what you do, is you come into California. You know, Harriman was coached by the longtime coach at Great Oak, so he knows his way around Woodbridge and Clovis. So that's something that it's fun to talk about too. Talk about Max Zavaleta. MLK comes second, 14:44.8. Blake Bay, hometown boy, Fresno Christian, 14:51.6. He's having a really nice season. I think he finished sixth at Woodbridge. You know, that's Division Five again. You've got these Division Five superstars that are, he'll be running against Ollie O'Connor. That could be a fun race, right?
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Elias Thronson, 14:54.3. I think I heard somebody say at the finish line that that might have been at the fastest time ever run by a sophomore boy. Yeah. And I think it's Montoya of Redondo Union is also a sophomore. He also broke 15. I think he finished 7th or 8th. And Connor Lott ran of Clovis North. I bet he was a little disappointed. I bet he wanted, I don't know if he could win that race because Jackson's so fast, but he still broke 15, and he didn't do that last year. So that was a PR for him on that course. Connor Lott of Clovis North ran 14:55.0.
The 10 kids on the day, 10 boys on the day ran sub 15. And then if you count the boys who ran 15 flat, that's 12 kids on the day. That's amazing.
Very fast. Yeah, really, really fast. It's just an incredible race. It was so much fun to watch. It's so deep. And so that's the Rob Brenner Boys Championship race. I don't know if I mentioned that the Girls Championship race is named after Bill Buettner, the longtime Clovis coach. And on races outside of that, you had Division 1, 2, and 3. The two athletes or two races I'd like to highlight is the dominance of Elizabeth Jacklin of Martin Luther King wins the first race, the dark race, you know, where it's still the sun hasn't come up yet. She runs 17:40.9, and then she was very exuberant when she came across the line with her hands in the air. I like that as a photographer. I love it. Sure beats pressing your watch when you come across the line, you know. She had her arms in the air and she was super excited. That's really a fast time, 17:49. And then the last race, boys race, was the D2 race. And Los Altos, you know, I was telling you that it gets get on the grass. Who's going to win? Well, there were two kids in blue, Taryn Davies and Sam Hurst, both of Los Altos, battling it out like they were at practice. And Taryn Davies ends up winning. And so that was fun to watch. And I got to talk to Taryn afterwards. And he got interviewed by Rich Gonzalez and HD Runners. His friend was with him, and they were like, whoa, you're so famous. So that was fun. What are some of the things you saw on Saturday you'd like to talk about?
I think the one thing that stood out to me on paper was the D3 girls race team score.
Mm-hmm.
It was Newberry Park 136, Tesoro 136, Monta Vista 137.
Wow. And Newberry Park broke the tie. Was that where they were the winner?
I think it should have been the sixth runner.
Yeah.
So let's see, D3 girls, sixth runner for Tesoros in 75th place. So lesson for everybody out there who are the fifth and sixth runners: you count. You got to work for your spot.
You know, Todd, I had my girls team. My youngest daughter was on the girls team. We tied for the last spot to make it to the state meet. We tied. And we were a little bit deeper than the team that we tied. It was a little bit better than us. We had to run an incredible race, and they had to run an average race. And that's what happened. And we tied because we had a sixth girl. They weren't very deep. And when we won it by the tiebreaker, we got to the state meet and the other team did not, which was kind of sad. All the kids mobbed the sixth girl. And I have to say, as a coach, it was much more than that. It's this third girl that made the move and the second girl. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the field goal kicker gets mobbed at the end of the game. Well, it's complicated. It's much more than that. But yeah, sixth girl, sixth boy breaks the tie. And you know, that's one of the things about the Jesuit race was that Lucas Albert was the sixth runner, and he was ahead of, I don't know, I should have researched him. He might have been ahead of Harriman's fifth. I don't know. But he was really far up there. And those guys can displace, sixth runners can displace the fifth runner and fourth runner. So they're very important. So not to diss the sixth runner. Sorry about that. Wow, 136, 136, 137. And you also put down your notes that Sophie Grant was third, Amber Daisy was fourth. And so Sophie Grant is from Newberry Park, was third. Amber Daisy was fourth of Tesoro. And
Kayleigh O'Connell from Monta Vista second. I mean, that's crazy.
That was the meet really close, but you had like this three individual girls are right there.
Yeah. That's the one that if you're, you know, you're watching on your phone, you're watching the score scroll.
Yeah.
You're just watching the teams go up and down, up and down. As each person crosses the line, the scores keep changing.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, you know, those are all three legit teams too, by the way. Those are really
good. All very good teams.
Very good teams. So that's fun. Okay, so you and I took pictures of a lot of races. We actually went to the run-through for the larger schools on Friday afternoon. I got those photos too. I'm getting messages from people asking, where are the photos? And I don't know when this will air. It may be all done by then. But if it hasn't aired, all the photos are up. Please be patient. We're doing our best. It takes a long time to edit photos and decide which photos to keep and throw away. Anyway, so we're working on them. Right, Todd?
That's what we're going to do right after this.
Yes, exactly. Yes. We got to say goodbye here pretty soon. We got to work on photos.
It was pretty cool though. I was talking to one of the coaches there. They said over 5,500 runners there, and we should probably give a shout out to Coach Eloy Quintana of Clovis for being a wonderful host.
Yeah, and I would bump into him all the time. He was a cool customer. That's a very stressful thing to put on, and it's just huge. It's also the biggest big-time park in Fresno, and so on Saturday, people are going to the park to have a birthday
Actually, party. During the championship race, the boys' championship race, there was a bunch of bikers that were lined up, and somebody had gotten impatient, and so there was a gap. And this is not the tail end of the race. This is like in the 20s, and this guy just shoots through the middle of the gap on the road. You know, I get it, it's a busy Saturday, but it just felt
a very popular park. for
people. A little insulting to the racers, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, Todd, thank you so much for coming on. And I want to give you a shout out for this weekend. You're going to the Bronco Invitational in Santa Clara. Is that right? Or Sunnyvale?
That's the plan. Davis looks like they're bailing out of it, but I think I'm still going to go.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. It's a great college race. Yes, I had a parent send me photos of the Dillinger race, and I saw the Aggies in the photos there too. So it was a beautiful course. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Todd, and we look forward to more photos in the future. We're getting close to championship season.
Still working on it. Well, we're now officially past mid. Well, I guess just towards the end of mid season, but everyone's already talking about championships and playoffs and conferences right now. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again, Todd, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again.
Well, I want to thank Todd for coming on this week and talking about the Clovis Invitational and the championship races. It was a great meet, and look forward to going back there next year. And Todd and I are working on our photos from the Clovis Invitational. You can go to both of our Instagram accounts and go to our bio and check out the gallery and download the photos for free. Speaking of Todd, he mentioned that he is going to the Bronco Invitational hosted by Santa Clara University this Saturday in Sunnyvale. It's a college race. It's like the last regular season college race before conference and NCAA regionals and the championship season. And that's pretty much the theme for most of the West Coast. I'll be headed out to a meet in Lentz Park in Portland, put together by the Three Rivers League. It's a new race called the Stump Town Showdown. And that's also one of the last invitationals before district meets, then off to the state meet. So I'll be there to take pictures of that. I'll also go to Tacoma, Washington on Thursday night for the Tacoma Twilight. And when I talked to Matt Ellis on one of our earlier episodes about the Bellarmine Prep Invitational, Matt Ellis is the coach at Bellarmine Prep. He was telling me what a great event the Tacoma Twilight is, and I'll go check it out and take pictures. So our Washington friends, I will be out there. Speaking of our Washington friends, Russell will be out on Wednesday for the Yelm Tornado 5K in Yelm, Washington. And Yelm is a little bit outside of Olympia, Washington. And so that's the plan for this week. So look for those photos. Following those meets Wednesday through Saturday. And remember that the West Coast is the best coast. See you next time.